An article published this morning by Reveal from the Center for Investigative Reporting points to serious problems with unemployment tests used across the country, including by the state of Indiana. WFHB News Director Joe Crawford spoke to the author of the article, Will Evans, and we bring you their conversation now for today's WFHB Community Report.
For WFHB, I'm Joe Crawford. I am speaking today with Will Evans. He's a reporter for Reveal from the Center for Investigative Reporting. Will, thanks for joining us on WFHB.
Thanks for having me.
So you cover labor and workplace issues, and just today you published a story on Reveal's website with a provocative headline. The title is, Given a Test to Apply for a Job, Watch Out If You Are Not a White Man. So we're talking to you because among the employers that use these tests in your story are employers in the state of Indiana, and we'll talk more about that later. So Will, tell us, what did you find out about these tests, and how did you find it?
Well, I found that there are these job tests that are really popular with employers for screening job applicants that can actually discriminate against minorities and women and actually be illegal. And I focused on a test called Work Keys that's put out there by the testing company ACT, which is well known. And this is a popular, well-known test that is promoted by a lot of state and local agencies, including the state of Indiana, and yet it's been found to be discriminatory and illegal in a bunch of cases.
And before we go into precisely how Indiana is involved, how exactly are these tests illegal? How can it be illegal to give a test to a job applicant?
Yeah, it's really interesting. Basically, if a company uses a test or any hiring procedure that leads to, you know, men scoring better than women or white people scoring better than minorities, then that test has to be job-related. This is, you know, in civil rights law. Otherwise, you're screening people out based on race or gender for no legitimate reason. Even if you don't mean to do that, it still can be illegal. For example, if you have a math test for a job that doesn't involve any math, that's going to be a problem if, say, Black and Latino people score worse than white people on that test. And this can hurt employers, too, because they're not necessarily getting the right people. You may be screening people out that can be do a perfectly good job, but they just can't get past that test.
So just to be clear, it is legal for an employer to give a test, even if that test has been proven to have what you might call discriminatory results, where certain groups do better than others, but it's not legal if the information that's asked about on the test is not pertinent to the job itself.
That's right. Yeah, you just have to make sure it's, you know, closely related to the job. You know, you run into trouble when you have a test that you're using that's not relevant.
And do we know why certain populations might do better or worse on these tests than others?
It's a tangled issue, hotly debated. These kinds of cognitive ability tests, so we're talking like reading, write, math, other cognitive abilities, sort of your standardized tests that you think of students taking. For those kinds of tests, they're, in general, minorities do fare worse than white people in taking those tests. And, you know, it's a messy topic, but academics point to a bunch of issues that, like disadvantages in income, education, a person's home environment when they were growing up. All of these things contribute to these overall disparities.
And so how is the state of Indiana involved in all of this?
Well, Indiana is one of numerous states that promotes this kind of test with its employers. The state has spent over $1 million over the last two fiscal years subsidizing employers and helping them use this test in their hiring process. Sometimes it's called the National Career Readiness Certificate, which is a series of Work Keys tests. And employers can require or prefer that, you know, a job applicants have that certificate at a certain level. 124,000 people in Indiana have gotten that certificate, and there's a few hundred businesses that endorse it. So Indiana is basically, as a state, is endorsing this. A bunch of states do this as a way of making their state more attractive to employers in order to say they're developing a more skilled workforce. But what they often don't mention is this possibility or potential for discrimination.
And you mentioned the reasons that, for example, a state like Indiana might use a test like this. It's perhaps an economic development tool, a way to demonstrate that the state is in some way more friendly to business or industry. Are there arguments for using this test from the perspective of employers?
Yeah, I think this test in particular, it's kind of a, you know, inexpensive, easy way to sort your job applicants. It's cut and dry. It feels objective and neutral. And, you know, a lot of states say, that, you know, it'll save you time and money. Indiana says, you know, it'll help you hire the right people with the right skills for the job.
These actually can be illegal, right? It's not just a matter of whether or not it's the smart thing to do or whether or not it's the right thing to do. It actually might be an illegal thing to do. Is that what you're finding?
Yeah, that's right. It's against the, you know, civil rights law to use any kind of hiring practice that has unequal outcomes by race or gender and is not job related. So there have been numerous cases where the federal government has found companies using these tests in ways that were, you know, that the companies didn't realize this, but the tests were found to be illegal. The companies had to pay settlements of sometimes hundreds of thousands of dollars to rejected job applicants and actually hire some of them and were required to scrap the test, stop using it.
And so we know that the state of Indiana presently does essentially recommend this test. But do we know how long these kinds of tests have been used regularly? And is there any way to estimate the number of people who could have been affected negatively by their use?
That's really hard. I mean, you know, the thing is that the federal agency that looks at this stuff is pretty small. It only looks at federal contractors and only a small fraction of those. So it could be, you know, this test could be being used in a discriminatory way and no one's looking, no one's checking. You know, job applicants could actually sue over this, but they often don't know that this is even an issue, that they, you know, failing a test could be a form of, you know, illegal discrimination. So it's hard to know exactly, but, you know, in one case where this has come up, you know, you'll have hundreds of job applicants who were affected negatively, unfairly. So you could be talking about a lot of people if you were really to figure out, you know, it would be a case-by-case basis of how employers are using these tests. But it's been used at least since 2006 in Indiana. And so there's a fair number of employers using it and people who are depending on passing that test to get jobs.
I've been speaking with Will Evans. He is a reporter for Reveal from the Center for Investigative Reporting. His article titled "Given a Test to Apply for a Job, Watch Out If You Are Not a White Man" is available today at revealnews.org. Will, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you.
You can hear Reveal from the Center for Investigative Reporting each Tuesday morning at 11 a.m. on WFHB.